Welcome to another edition of Taking 5 with GDE, where we take 5 minutes to focus on one question that helps sellers sell the suite of products we know as Guardium Data Encryption. This enablement podcast is designed to educate, enlighten, and enthuse sellers about the huge potential of GDE and empower them with knowledge and insight to help them better identify opportunities, capture bigger deals, and close those deals faster. Welcome to another episode of Taking 5 with GDE. Again, I am joined by Mr. Doug Lifton and Mr. Doug Champion. And again, for our podcast audience, could each of you introduce yourselves, what you do, and maybe your favorite color of Jell-O? I don't know. So, Doug Lifton.
Well, my favorite color of Jell-O is the color is not important. It's just an issue. Does it have vodka or tequila in it?
The Jell-O shot.
Exactly. Hey, I'm Doug Lifton. I'm with IBM Security Data Security Specialist associated with the Guardium branded product.
And Mr. Champion.
Hey, it's Doug Champion. I manage the IBM relationship for Talos. Been with the company about 6.5 years. Now I'm based out of Dallas, Texas. So thanks, Rick.
Sure. And we're going to switch it up a little bit today. Instead of me asking the question, I'm going to give one of you the opportunity to ask the question. And we flipped a coin. And Mr. Lifton, you get the chance to ask the question.
Hoorah. That must mean I get a double shot today. So, Rick, you know, talk to me about key management. I'm seeing more and more opportunities around key management, both for on-prem and cloud situations. You know, give us a little more depth about key management and why our customers need it.
So what I see is an opportunity to expand the sale to customers. If you've talked to them about protecting their data using GDE, you can now also talk to them about protecting the encryption keys that are used with GDE or with other products that support key management for long-term storage, for example, like KMIP capable drives. Keys are important, as I discussed with customers, because they are the thing that allows the data to be decrypted. And with the GDE offering, it makes it a very seamless and simple operation. But it is real important that you know how the keys, or the customer knows how the keys are controlled and where they're controlled. Some of our customers, I find, have certain requirements about the keys themselves. Where are they stored? Who has access to them? Are they stored in these things called hardware security modules? Or they might use fancy terms like, is it FIPS 140-2 rated? And the answer to those questions are yes. With GDE, we can answer all those questions. We follow the standards. But what I try to explain to customers when we talk initially about the keys is that three things. One, we follow the standards and the keys are strong. Two, the keys are generated and they're protected by FIPS 140-2 certified environments. And three, if you need a higher level of protection, we can assist you by guiding you in the direction of storing them in hardware if you so need, or there are also cloud options to store those keys, also FIPS 140-2 certified.
So how do you control who has access to the data and the keys and under what conditions? Is that a policy-based functionality within the key management platform itself, Rick?
Absolutely. So just like you can set up controls over who gets access to what files separately and distinctly separate because of separation of duties, you can set up who has control and management over the keys. And they can be excluded from getting access to the files that are encrypted by those keys. So you can have very clear separation of duties, but using the same simple concepts like who gets access to them, what they get access to, and the access limitations. Like, can you generate keys? Can you archive keys? Can you rotate keys? Can you change the key policy? Those are policies that are very easy and simple to implement with GDE and keeps, again, that separation of duty between those who have access to the data and those who have access to the keys. And by the way, you can't really extract the key. You can only manage them.
Can this activity be tracked and extracted in log form into a SIEM or something like that?
The activity can be certainly like what you did while you were managing the keys. That's all activity that's logged and can be shared with a SIEM like a Qradar, for example. But we don't ever put the keys in the logs themselves.
So Ricky, it seems that the topic can get pretty complex pretty quickly. If I'm a seller at IBM, what should I do? Should I bring in my sales engineer to the initial conversation?
I would say the initial conversation is really kind of qualifying the opportunity with the customer. Do they have a need for data protection? Do they have a need to have their data protected against ransomware or other threats? Make sure that need is pretty obvious and pretty clearly understood, and that they have a clear desire to have that need addressed. You can ask some very high-level questions like executive support, how many servers do you need protected? What's your budget? Those initial conversations. And then with the follow-on conversation, that's where you can begin to introduce the technical sellers to go into a greater depth on the product. You don't want to overwhelm customers with information they aren't prepared to hear on day one. The first thing you want to do is just basically come to a mutual understanding that they have a need and you have a solution, and then you can kind of go from there.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, so we're going to turn the chairs back around a little bit. Are there any last minute comments or thoughts you have before we bring this episode to a close?
Look forward to the next conversation.
Thanks again, guys.
Thanks, guys.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Taking 5 with GDE, a podcast dedicated to helping sellers help their customers discover, protect, and control their sensitive data, apps, and services. If you have topics or specific questions you would like discussed on the program, please email them to me, Rick Robinson, at rick.robinson@talusgroup.com. Thank you for taking 5 with GDE.